Ingratitude, Ellen G. White. Physicians should not become discouraged and disgusted with sick and suffering patients. They should not lose their pity, sympathy, and patience, and feel that their life is poorly employed in being interested in those who can never appreciate the labor they receive, and who will not use their strength, if they regain it, to bless society, but will pursue the same course of self-gratification if they regain health that they did in losing health. They should not become weary or discouraged. They should remember that Christ came in direct contact with suffering humanity. Although in many cases the afflicted brought disease upon themselves by their sinful course in violating natural law, yet Jesus pitied their weakness, and when they came to him with disease the most loathsome, he did not stand aloof for fear of contamination. He touched them and bade disease give back. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Here is a lesson for us all. These lepers were so far corrupted by disease that they had been restricted from society lest they should contaminate others. Their limits had been prescribed by the authorities. Jesus came within their sight, and they, in their great suffering, cry unto him who alone had power to relieve them. Jesus bade them show themselves to the priests. They had faith to start on their way, believing in the power of Christ to heal them. As they go on their way, they realize that the horrible disease has left them. But only one feels gratitude and his deep indebtedness to Christ for this great work wrought for him. He returned, praising God on the way, and in the greatest humiliation falls at the feet of Christ, acknowledging with thankfulness the work wrought for him. And this man was a stranger. The other 9 were Jews. For the sake of this one man who would make a right use of the blessing of health, Jesus healed the whole 10. The 9 passed on without appreciating the work done, and rendered no grateful thanks to Jesus for doing the work. Thus will physicians have their labor and efforts treated. But if, in their labor to help suffering humanity, 1 in 10 makes a right use of the benefits received and appreciates the efforts in his behalf, physicians should feel grateful. If 1 life in 10 is saved, and maybe 1 soul saved in the kingdom of God in 100, they will be amply repaid for all their efforts. All their anxiety and care are not wholly lost. If the majesty of heaven worked for suffering humanity and so few appreciated his divine aid, physicians should blush to complain if their feeble efforts are not appreciated by all and seem to be thrown away on some. Ellen G. White,